7. Music by Beethoven and Anders Hillborg, also on the bill. You can hear that later this afternoon. The time now, though, 1 o'clock, time for the latest BBC News from Katrina Young.
The rebel leadership in Libya has called on NATO to continue providing it with protection. The National Transitional Council said Colonel Gaddafi was still a threat, not only to Libyans, but also to the rest of the world. The First Minister of Scotland, Alex Salmond, has said television footage showing the Lockerbie bomber seemingly close to death at his home in Tripoli laid to rest the theory that he wasn't terminally ill. Abdulbasit Omagrahi was released early from prison in Scotland 2 years ago when doctors said he had only months to live. Mr Salmond said his government had no plans to seek his extradition and he should be allowed to die in peace. The Magistrates Association has denied accusations that those suspected of rioting in England were more likely to be refused bail because of the pressure of public opinion. The Prison Governors Association says 7 times the usual number of suspects have been remanded in custody and it's accused the courts of overreacting. The British Bankers Association has said reform of the industry should be delayed because of volatility in financial markets. The head of the association, Angela Knight, has said policies should centre on economic recovery instead of the creation of barriers between high street and investment banks. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, has warned of a possible major resurgence of bird flu. Experts say a new type of variant bird flu virus, which has appeared in China and Vietnam, seems to be able to sidestep defences provided by existing vaccines. The FAO says the virus poses a direct threat to Cambodia, Thailand and Malaysia. Airports on the US East Coast are reopening after the battering over the weekend from Tropical Storm Irene. Although New York escaped the devastation that had been feared, President Obama said the danger wasn't over, as swollen rivers could still burst their banks. And the weather forecast, scattered showers will develop across the north of Britain, especially in the northwest. It'll be drier towards the south, although this morning's sunshine will start to fade. And that's the BBC News and Weather. Now on Radio 3, it's time for Prom's Chamber Music. It comes live from Cadogan Hall in London and is presented by Catherine Bott.
Welcome to Cadogan Hall for the penultimate Prom's Chamber Music of the season. Today, two players who need no introduction, so I'll just say that cellist Yo-Yo Ma and pianist Catherine Stott are celebrating 25 years of a rewarding recital partnership. In their programme today, they'll be playing Rachmaninoff's cello sonata, two pieces by the Brazilian composer Egberto Gismonti, and they begin with the first London performance of Graham Fitkin's L, a work that the composer himself describes as occasionally kitsch, often brutal, and sometimes a little sensual. At the top of the score, he supplies some helpful performance notes, including rhythmic precision is vital and maintaining tempo equally so. Long phrase marks in the cello part signify the entity of a phrase rather than a single bow, and due to the non-stop nature of the piece, page turns are challenging. I apologise for this. L was commissioned by Catherine Stott in 2005 as a 50th birthday present for Yo-Yo Ma, and here's Graham Fitkin's summing up of the meaning of that very brief title, one letter. L, he says, is for line, for lust, for life and for longing. It is also Latin for 50. Happy birthday, Yo-Yo. To give the London premiere of Graham Fitkin's L, we welcome Yo-Yo Ma and Catherine Stott. Yo-Yo Ma and Catherine Stott for the first London outing for Graham Fitkin's Elle, commissioned by one artist as a present for the other. At its premiere 6 years ago, one critic hailed the piece as a stylish sweep of virtuosity. And I'm delighted that the composer himself is staying on stage with me, having acknowledged a similarly enthusiastic reception from the audience here in Cadogan Hall. Graham, there's a difficulty inherent in writing a piece of occasion, as the French call it, isn't there? Which is that it might only get played once and never again. But Yo-Yo and Catherine have been playing this piece, Elle, regularly for 6 years. How do you feel about that?
Well, of course, I'm absolutely delighted they're playing it all the time. It's not just of writing for an occasion. It's the plague for contemporary composers generally. It's the one performance. So the fact they've done this through South America and North America and Europe and Asia as well, it's just fantastic for me. Yeah, it's lovely.
So you enjoyed sitting there listening to your work?
Yes, I mean, I always feel slightly tense when I'm listening to any of my music. It's just part of the job, I suppose. But if I was on stage and playing in some way, I would feel as if I could, you know, I'm part of it a bit more. But it's just you're watching it and just hoping. And the thing is that they play so beautifully and so brilliantly together. And I haven't heard them play that piece for quite some time now. And what's really nice for me is the fact that since the first performance, it's actually grown, and the way that the line has come out, and it sort of went on its ways through to a place at the end, which was something which, you know, it's great when a piece actually develops through the artist performing.
Well, let's get back to its start. I mean, I've already quoted you as saying that it's sometimes kitsch, sometimes brutal, sometimes sensual. Were those three words part of Catherine Stott's brief to you in writing the piece?
No, but then she does know my music quite well now. So those three words would describe little bits of my music, which I've written for Kathy. I mean, she's been such a fantastic supporter of my music over the years, and I've written her a number of solo pieces now, and a double piano concerto as well for her and Noriko Ogawa. And so she knew the sort of thing which I might do, and yeah.
But I'm assuming perhaps it was a little bit more of a surprise for Yo-Yo Ma. Did you present it to him wrapped up in red ribbon and he then had to undo it and say, oh, how lovely? Or
well, he did say, oh, how lovely. That's true, actually.
That's good.
Yeah. Yes, and but there was no red ribbon, no. But no, I didn't have any collaboration with him on that particular piece because it was meant to be a surprise. And of course, he did get it once it was all finished and sort of sorted.
Well, Yo-Yo Ma and Graham Fitkin obviously fit together very well musically, and the reason I asked that question about the surprise is because, of course, on Wednesday, coming up, he's going to be unveiling your new cello concerto, which you have written for him, and presumably there's been a lot more collaboration involved in that.
There has indeed, yes, because, of course, he told me how to write for cello after I'd done that piece. So I took some heed of that. The next piece is entirely different. It's much slower. There's a lot more space in it. And he doesn't get quite so much RSI from it, possibly. But, yeah, no, we've worked together on it. I went up to Berlin and worked with him in January on it. And one of the really lovely things about working with Yo-Yo is that he's a really creative musician to work with, so you don't just give him the notes and hope that, you know, that he comes back playing them in the right order. He actually decides sometimes that this order might be better that way round, or maybe we could do this. Or, for instance, I got him to play one long note, and I just said, I just want to hear you play one long note on a B flat and see how that sounds. Really long, about a minute of just a B flat. And then he started getting creative with it after a little while. And so it was much more of a two-way process, so that he was actually really instrumental in helping me write for him. And we'd try things out, and he'd say, well, if you want that, then maybe this would work better. You know, so it's tremendous for a composer to get that input, really.
So stand by your radio sets on Wednesday night for that. Graham Fitkin, thank you very much.
Not at all.
No RSI for Graham as he leaps off the stage. That's pretty impressive. Now a change of mood as the music takes us to Brazil, When Yo-Yo Ma recorded that CD, Obrigado Brasil, which I'm sure many people in the audience own, he assembled a group of old and new friends, playing all sorts of evocative instruments to share their passion for a fabulously varied musical tradition. The pieces we're going to hear now were written for cello and piano, they segue, by Egberto Sismonti, whose music shows that so-called popular and serious idioms aren't poles apart. Yo-Yo Ma and Catherine Stott play Silver Wedding and Four Corners, Bodas de Plata and Cuatro Cantos.
Thank you.
Bodas de Prata and Cuatro Cantos by Egberto Gismonti, played by Yo-Yo Ma and Catherine Stott. For the last work in this Proms chamber music recital, they transport us from Brazil to Russia for a first Proms performance of a work which, like Graham Fitkin's L, came into being as a mark of friendship. Rachmaninoff's cello sonata was written in 1901 in a surge of confidence and creativity after the triumphant premiere of his second piano concerto, and it was dedicated to the cellist Anatoly Brandukov. Rachmaninoff's piano writing in this sonata has hints here and there of that newly minted concerto, but Brandukov's playing had also taught him a great deal about the expressive possibilities of the cello, and the result in this, the last chamber work he wrote, is a work of splendor, passion, and spontaneity. So here to end their recital with Rachmaninoff's cello sonata in G minor, we welcome back Yo-Yo Ma and Catherine Stott.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you could have heard a pin drop in Cadogan Hall for the last 35 minutes or so, that magical performance of the Rachmaninoff. And now I know that everybody wants to continue to applaud. There's been quite a lot of people standing here, and I think we should give them another round of applause in a minute. But first I have to do this. I have to say that Rachmaninoff's cello sonata ends that recital given by one of today's most enduring musical duos, cellist Yo-Yo Ma and pianist Catherine Stott. They've been playing together as often as their schedules allow for 25 years, so this is a sort of musical bodas de plata. The recital will be repeated on Saturday, and it's available for 7 days via the Radio 3 website. Yo-Yo Ma, of course, is giving the premiere of Graham Fitkin's cello concerto written for him in this Wednesday's prom. I'll be back to introduce our last Monday lunchtime of the prom season next week, and we're going out in style with Christian Tetzlaff and Lars Vogt. But for now, a very good afternoon from me to Radio 3 listeners, from Catherine Bott, as I hand you back to Broadcasting House.
Catherine Bott at Cadogan Hall, and more wild cheering coming from them. Well, for the rest of this week, we're spending our lunchtimes at the 2011 Edinburgh International Festival, starting off the series tomorrow with a recital of music for two pianos given by Marta Argerich and Nelson Gerner. That's tomorrow, right after the 1 o'clock news. But back to this bank holiday Monday, though, and it's lights, camera, action for tonight's BBC Prom.
The BBC Proms, a festival of extraordinary musical experiences.
They've been some of the brightest stars of the BBC Proms over the last few years. John Wilson and his hand-picked high-octane orchestra have delved into the work of Rodgers and Hammerstein and the film music of MGM. Now, for 2011, they embrace the golden age of Hollywood film musicals in a concert called Hooray for Hollywood. From Astaire and Rodgers to the beginnings of the 1960s, the great American film musicals come to life again at the BBC Proms. Tonight at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, this is BBC Radio 3, 13 minutes past 2 the time, and another chance now to hear Saturday night's BBC Prom. It's introduced by Petroc Trelawney.
Good evening. A warm welcome back to the Proms and an absolutely packed Royal Albert Hall this Saturday night. There's something a little old-fashioned about the length of service David Zinman has given the Zurich Tonhaller Orchestra. In an era when conductors move around far more than they used to, his 16 seasons as music director have seen him turn a once provincial orchestra into one of Europe's finest. He's happy in Switzerland, and the city and its orchestra are clearly happy with him. He's just signed up for another 3 years in Zurich. Well, as the Tonhaller musicians take their place on the stage here, we can prepare ourselves for what should be a terrific Saturday evening concert, Beethoven's Eroica Symphony after the interval. And in the first half, one of the season's big stars, the Portuguese pianist Maria João Pires, will play Mozart's final piano concerto. It is, she says, a meditative piece, and the challenge, the beautiful challenge, is to get 5,001 people meditating together. Well, Maria João Pires will be on stage in just over a quarter of an hour's time. We're going to start with the UK premiere of a work by the Swedish composer Anders Hillborg. Cold Heat was written last year and first heard in January when Zinman conducted the piece with the Berlin Philharmonic. Give me something with no slow music whatsoever. That was David Zinman's request to Hillborg, but the conductor didn't quite get what he was after.
Yes, and he disappointed me because it's not slow music. I mean, it's fast, but a lot of the general harmonic motion is slow until the middle section, which is very fast and rock and roll and kind of ballistic. And then it goes back to the slow, and then it ends very beautifully and very slowly. But it's a beautiful piece on its own, even though someday I said to him, Anders, I want, like, from beginning to end, 10 minutes of rock and roll. He said, I promise. So we'll see what happens.
David Zinman, and here he comes, making his way onto the platform as the Zurich Tonhaller Orchestra rise to their feet. We open tonight's BBC Prom with the UK premiere of Cold Heat by Anders Hillborg.
Yeah.
UK premiere of Cold Heats by Anders Hillborg. David Zimmern conducting the Zurich Tonhalle Orchestra. Anders Hillborg making his way to the centre of the stage. Warm embrace for David Zimmern.